Letters to America Number 40, February 3, 2024. In the wake of the dissolution of 99% of the government, a remarkable transformation has occurred. The power has returned to the people. You control it all. In a world where the very systems designed to safeguard the well-being of humanity were exploited against us, we find ourselves at a pivotal moment in history. An overreaching government, being manipulated by hidden forces, the reptilians and greys, used advanced technology, nanites to exert control and manipulate the collective consciousness of humanity. Yet, in the face of this daunting revelation, we stand at the precipice of a new era. It is a time for individuals to unite, reclaim their autonomy, and redefine the course of our shared destiny. With newfound knowledge, we have the opportunity and the responsibility to rebuild America where transparency, empathy, and the true welfare of all living beings guide our actions. The power truly lies within us, the people, and it is our collective character, integrity, and purpose that will shape a brighter and more equitable America for generations to come. Deep within the intricate labyrinth of your consciousness, the parasitic controllers thrive, their insidious presence concealed like shadows in the recesses of your thoughts. They are surreptitious puppeteers, their strings delicately woven into the fabric of your mind, tugging with unsettling ease. Through the subtle manipulation of the audio controller, they deftly harvest your keywords, dissecting the fragments of your innermost desires and fears, like skilled surgeons extracting secrets from a vulnerable soul. In this orchestrated symphony of intrusion, they are the agent smiths of our reality, swift and relentless, orchestrating a sinister ballet of control and subjugation. Their actions mirror the disquieting moments when bystanders hastily readjust their masks in your presence, a stark reminder that you don't conform to the norms, or when they hastily traverse the street to evade your gaze. It is in these reflections of social unease that we glimpse the profound consequences of their manipulation, and the urgency with which we must reclaim our autonomy and protect the sanctity of our minds. Your phone is the CERN, using interdimensional portals and technology to control you. Like the principles of the STV scientific method, there are facets of our reality that we are out of phase with, hidden in plain sight. The eerie synchronicity of these devices reacting to sounds and vibrations, akin to the unexpected demise of the invaders in Mars attacks, adds an uncanny layer to this narrative. Within the sleek exterior of our smartphones lies a miniaturized CERN structure, a conduit through which we unwittingly summon archons and interdimensional beings, lurking clandestinely beneath the Earth's surface. As we grapple with the ever-evolving landscape of technology, it becomes imperative to question the depths of integrity, character, and purpose behind the devices that seemingly connect us while potentially intertwining our destinies with the uncharted realms of the unknown. In the pursuit of unveiling the hidden truths that lie beneath the surface of our society, one cannot underestimate the significance of deciphering the message embedded within Q Post 1455. Within those lines, a chilling reality emerges, an intricate labyrinth of electric utility boxes and cone markers, strategically concealed near the very heartbeats of our communities. These elements are not randomly scattered, rather, they lurk surreptitiously near places where life thrives, entertainment venues, religious sanctuaries, the nurturing grounds of knowledge, coffee shops, grocery stores, medical buildings, and the very chambers of governance. The unsettling truth unravels before us. This covert network is meticulously designed, not for the benefit of humanity, but for their nefarious trafficking and the opening of sinister portals. As they surreptitiously administered their toxins, they ensnared the collective psyche, perpetuating a mass hypnosis that shackled us within the confines of our own minds, rendering us prisoners to a distorted reality. The revelation is clear: it is our moral duty to unravel these sinister designs, reclaim our autonomy, and rekindle the flame of human spirit, for only in the light of truth can we break free from this matrix of lies and free ourselves from these chains and emerge as the architects of our own destiny.